Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on?
Not too much.
It's Sunday again, which means it's time for a show. Are you excited?
I am excited. Another Sunday show.
I am super excited. So what are we so excited about today? What's going on in the show?
Well, we have a very special guest, house painter and movie reviewer, Jeff Twiller.
House painter?
We'll be on the line.
I didn't expect that.
Pretty interesting guy. I'm pretty excited to have him.
You want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any prep for today's show, so all of my hot topics right now that I'm going to do right now are going to be made up. Ready?
Oh, okay. So, these are just sort of like random things.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
So today we're also going to talk about the new hot trend in chia seeds.
Oh, those are good.
Yes.
So this is actually kind of
tell you all about it.
This is kind of like the best of Craigslist because we'll never hear about it.
That's right.
It's kind of like that.
That's right. You never know. I could actually have a story about chia seeds.
That could be good.
You never know.
Once we get to it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Australian coffee thieves and toothpaste thieves.
Can you say that three times fast? And the next story we're going to talk about here on the Derek and Kay Show today, Sunday, April 15th.
Yes.
How to get your cat to lose weight using chia seeds.
Oh, that sounds like the same story.
It's not the same story, I promise. It's totally different.
Well, get that YouTube music ready because I got a pretty good YouTube video. Hopefully we'll get to it.
Oh, really?
I got, yeah, before and after one of those.
Oh, sweet. And finally.
Finally.
How to work the new trend in feather boas.
Oh. All coming up.
All coming up this week on the Derek and Kay Show.
All right.
Press the button.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is April 15th.
Sure is.
2012.
What the hell was that?
That's the April sound.
But it's been April. Why? That's new.
Well, we had April Fools and all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's April.
I don't know where the hell that came from.
We are over 8,800 listens and growing.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson Shaw.
And I'm Zelda, Princess of Hyrule.
Oh, wow. Nice. Nicely done. That's the sound we're used to
Actually,
hearing a lot.
That's more like Peach. Zelda's more like eh.
Yeah, that's true. It's a little deeper. A little deeper as Zelda.
And then she gets a taunt.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. If you want to get in contact with the Derek and Kay Show, you can in many methods. Are you ready to hear them?
Oh, I am ready.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, dkradioshow. Send us a tweet. Call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. And follow our blog at DerekandKay.blogspot.com.
Yeah,
you know,
blogging.
For a minute there, I totally forgot which one came next. I'm not reading off my sheet here.
Oh, are they going in order? I never really know.
They do go in a particular order for no reason, but they're in a particular order. Yeah.
Okay.
And I totally skipped by the blog one, and I was like, I got to the calling one more. I wonder
something
which
missing?
One is missing.
Is something missing?
Yes, but I wanted to keep going. I wanted to see Professional.
It is
and
professional.
Keep going.
Yeah.
But yes, I almost forgot about the vlog. Please tune in there. It's a very hilarious video that's there, along with a Jeff
nice.
Cooler video.
That's right.
Yes.
Who will be on
and
a little bit short, please.
Very bad. Very bad HTML formatting.
Yeah, is it really?
Yes.
No fault of ours.
I just got frustrated. I was trying to post, and it's a whole thing
paste.
With like posting and copying with like YouTube videos that are embedded as opposed to linked.
Right.
It's a whole thing, and sometimes they disappear with Blogger. It's very frustrating.
Oh,
so I just
weird.
Gave up and said, "F it. I'm just going to freaking publish it and leave it at that."
Yeah. And it's up there, and people can see some videos.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. So that's what I have to say about that.
That's pretty good.
So today's April 15th, which means today is Rubber Eraser Day.
Rubber Eraser? Is that like the what thing that's on the end of your pencil? Is that considered a rubber eraser? No.
Of course it is.
Is
yes.
it?
What do you think it's made of?
I never knew what a eraser
sort of
was made out of.
Age material?
I don't know.
Made of rubber.
Is it really?
Yes.
Jeez. I had no idea.
What? Are you kidding?
No, I seriously had no idea.
Stop it. Really?
No, I don't know.
Seriously?
An eraser?
What did you honestly think it was made of?
It doesn't taste like rubber. I wouldn't think it tastes like rubber.
Have you put one in your mouth before?
Yes, I have. Not recently, though. Not recently. He's looking something up over there.
Why? No.
Oh.
Why have you put an eraser
in your
mouth?
I thought we were looking
mouth?
Up like the molecular structure of an eraser.
No. There's no organic chemistry
okay.
on this show.
All right.
Why
That's good.
Why have you put an eraser in your mouth before?
Why?
Why?
Trying to think of the answer?
Yeah. No, I just want to know why.
Oh, that's all I have to... Yeah, that's why, I guess.
You didn't answer my question. You said, that's why, I guess. Why have you put an eraser in your mouth?
To think of the answer. Like, and I think that was my answer.
And that helps you?
When you take, you know, you're taking that test, you're taking that, like, that little, coloring the little circles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're just, like, coloring in the little circles. Big pencil. And then maybe
it's the biggest pencil ever.
And maybe, like, chew on the eraser a little bit.
Yucky.
Yeah, it's horrible. Why would I do that?
It's made of rubber.
Is it?
That's why they bounce when you drop them. Remember those rubber erasers you would get in school? They
mm-hmm.
were, like, they were, you know, pink, and they had the two ends that were just
yeah.
like a, what's this? Like a, what's the shape? Is it
arrow?
No, it's a rectangle, but it's got the like
oh,
angled side.
Oh, trapezoid.
Is that really a trapezoid?
I don't know.
Oh my God, we're you know what?
So wait, what are you saying?
You're hurting geometry skills right now. I'm gonna.
I
check.
Know. Wait, what were you saying about the pencil though?
Nothing.
That's why it bounces.
Yeah, because the bottom is made of rubber.
Okay.
I know you wanted to know.
I just wanted to play that.
I'm looking up trapezoid because.
All right. Great.
I don't think that's. I feel like that's not right.
No.
Wikipedia knows everything.
They do,
it?
Yeah, just look it up online. Yeah, a little bit.
With at least.
Bouncy,
wait,
bouncy?
Wait, you could be right. A convex quadrilateral, four sides.
Hmm.
Which means. It has at least one pair of parallel sides. So,
one pair?
So sure, trapezoid.
Okay, that works. Good.
Well.
You don't feel good about that.
A trapezoid has this rubber eraser that we're saying is a trapezoid has two pairs of parallel sides.
Wait, we're talking about the eraser having parallel sides?
Yeah.
It's round. Oh, you mean the top and the bottom?
Well, we're talking about the separate eraser that doesn't come with a pencil.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha.
What the hell did you think I was
yeah,
talking about?
Yeah, okay, now I get the... Yeah, no, I didn't know...
Why had no idea what I was talking about? You went along.
I got it.
You
I got it.
Along
no.
with it, and you were like, no. "Oh yeah, I know what you're talking."
I don't know. I thought
no,
you were talking about the point
I'm
of the pencil,
this.
And then I didn't know.
No,
yeah.
I'm doing this.
No,
thing.
I got you now. The
yeah.
pink one.
Yeah, the pink
the,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. So that's made out of rubber?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes,
it is. Well, you can call in and tell us if it's made out of rubber. Someone look it up. I don't know.
It's totally made of rubber.
Is it really?
That's why today is Rubber Eraser Day.
Oh, okay. That's how we came around with that. Okay. I'm getting things.
It's also Titanic Ooh. Remembrance Day.
Oh, everyone's talking about the Titanic. Isn't there a new museum that opened up or something like that?
No, the movie came back out.
Did it really?
They didn't... it wasn't successful enough the first time.
Oh,
they have to re-release it in 3D because that's the way I love to watch movies.
Oh, that shouldn't be in 3D.
No, it shouldn't.
I don't know. That's a little weird.
When I want to go see movies about people dying, I want to see it in three dimensions.
They're trying to...
I want to see people falling down. I want to see human Plinko with the Titanic.
Right, human Plinko.
In three dimensions.
That's they're really trying to wring that one out for all the money they can.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was totally successful the first time. Made lots of money.
Yeah.
James Cameron releases it. Try to do it again.
They probably shot
Why?
It. They probably shot. Do you have to like film it in 3D differently?
No, you can like convert
maybe Jeff.
It. You can change the you know the depth.
Oh, you
of
can?
All of the yeah, but you have to do it like frame by frame.
I was gonna say maybe our guests will be able to tell us about that.
Probably, but I'm not a fan of the 3D movie experience.
Yeah, it's not for you.
No, I saw one movie in 3D. I saw Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
For the first 20 minutes, I was completely nauseous.
I didn't see it in 3D, but I saw bits and pieces of it, and I kind of liked it.
It's
like,
a good
I feel
movie.
Like I should watch it.
It's
I don't know.
It's a great film.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it sometime.
But it's good enough in 2D. It really is. And I also saw, this is going to show my age.
Oh, boy.
Captain EO at Epcot Center in 3D.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Did you?
It was great.
It's just another part
That's
of
right.
me.
That's right. Awesome. You know, speaking of movies, maybe we should move right to our guest. Maybe we'll play a little bit of here. We have Jeff Twiller is going to be calling into our show.
This is very exciting.
And so he's a he's from New York, and he's a house painter and movie reviewer.
That seems very random.
I don't know. I kind of watched some of these YouTube clips and pretty interesting stuff. Maybe we'll just play a little bit here.
All right.
This one here is so it's Jeff and I guess his buddy Randy, and they're doing movie reviews. This one is Debbie Does Dallas Uncovered. So
that's
play,
a great film.
Play a little bit of this here.
Great quality film.
Hello everyone. This is Jeff. I'm here with my friend Randy.
Sup, bro?
First, I want to give a special mention today to my friend Joe, who lended me this DVD of Debbie Does Dallas Uncovered. For anyone who doesn't know Joe, he has a lot of t-shirts, you know, a lot of t-shirts. Anyway, the film is a documentary. It's made by these British guys who say from the beginning that they're going to be looking for all the answers to all the questions on people's minds, like, where is Debbie?
Fucking A, bro. People want to know that shit.
I'll give you $10 if you let me look at your tips.
Mr. Greenfield, would you give me $20 for that?
Bambi Woods, the actress who played Debbie, has been missing. Some people say she's dead. Died of a drug overdose in 1985. Some people say she's not. They say she's alive somewhere. There's some interviews on the internet with a woman claiming to be Debbie, claiming to be Bambi Woods, but it could be a hoax, you know? You never know. But the thing is, this documentary, it fucking sucks. It doesn't give you the answers to anything.
She's gotta be old as fuck now, dude. I don't see why people want to talk to her.
Because she probably knows a lot of cool shit, man. You know? About the production. She can talk about it. Yeah, so they interview one of the original producers, the original Debbie Does Dallas. Who's either lying or he's an idiot. Because this producer of the original says he contacted Bambi Woods to do a sequel, but he says she turned him down. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And they explain how she starred in Debbie Does Dallas too, asshole. How'd that get made? Huh?
That motherfucker's lying, bro. You can see it in his fucking face.
So piss me off.
All right, maybe we'll pause it there.
That's a great film, by the way, Debbie Does Dallas.
You know, I never saw it.
I neither did I.
I never saw it. Anyways,
you rent it when I guess who pops. Put it in the VCR.
Yeah, I wonder if it's Netflix streaming.
Oh, I doubt it.
No, probably not.
No, they don't do porn yet.
Anyways, let's bring on Jeff Twiller on the line.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear
I
us?
I can hear you.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, great.
Debbie Does Dallas is a really good movie. I can't believe you haven't seen that.
No, I haven't seen it. When did that come out?
1978.
Wow, that's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, that is an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, yeah, there's a restoration, though, 2006.
Oh, really, they cleaned it up a little bit?
Yeah, it's a new DVD. They did a new transfer from the 35mm original. It looks really good.
Oh, wow. You know? I had no idea. Wait, is this where this music...
Really good film.
Somebody actually did that?
Is this where this music comes from?
I don't know who did it. I don't know.
It can't be.
I thought that music came from that film, no?
Did it? I don't know.
It sounds too new.
There's some Dallas Cowboy cheerleader music that they use. I don't think they pay for it, though.
Oh, they get in trouble for that now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They get a lot of trouble.
Getting big trucks for that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's some mafia shit, though. The guy on YouTube contacted me because of that video. Says he knows where Bambi Woods is. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He wants me to give him $60 on PayPal. He says he told me her real name and address. She's still alive. Somewhere.
What?
He sent me a code. Lyndon B. Johnson.
What?
Somewhere in those letters is the town and the state that she lives in. You know, there's an N and a J in there, so it could be New Jersey. There's an N and there's an H, so it could be New Hampshire.
Huh.
I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to give him $60, though. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
You could buy some good films for that.
Yes. Get some restored editions. David Dallas.
So the, so it's...
You guys like He-Man?
Oh, He-Man, yeah. I
like He-Man. Masters of the Universe.
I saw your review on He-Man. That was pretty good. I never even knew about that movie back in the day.
You never saw it?
I never saw it.
I never saw it either.
They might be doing a new movie called Grayskull from the same writers who made Predators, some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Battlecat wasn't in that shit. Hoping it's in the new one.
I don't even know Battlecat. I don't even know Battlecat.
You don't know Battlecat? Oh, you're so behind the times. How did they do a He-Man movie without Battlecat?
They didn't have any money.
So you're pretty upset then.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this new DC Comics series that's coming out in July. 6 issues. You hear about this?
No.
Another
He-Man?
Well, He-Man and all his friends, they're peasants, and they can't remember who they are. And I guess Prince Adam isn't a prince anymore. So they're trying to find out who they are, and they lost their memory.
Oh, they're all different people.
Yeah, but it's got backstory though, so it's about identity and it's about
so it's
memory loss. And...
He-Man with his friends with amnesia.
Yeah, I think so.
That's really weird.
That sounds wacky.
I hope that you know they respect the backstory and the chronology and all that shit.
Gotta keep
you never
that
know
in order.
With DC Comics.
Yeah, and Teela too, right? Teela would be in it.
Yeah, Teela's in it. I think so.
Who?
Heard a rumor Orko's in it. I think that's true. I hope so.
I like Orko.
Teela, where's
you can't trust DC Comics, you know? They really fucked up Wonder Woman. J. Michael Straczynski changed Wonder Woman's costume in 2010, so, you know, you can't trust DC.
I didn't know that at all.
Wait, was there a movie that came out, or was it a television pilot? With a pilot, right?
A Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
I think Joss Whedon was going to make a show, but I don't know what happened to that.
I think it did.
Huh.
I heard that. I think it was
just a pilot.
Yeah, I think that was a pilot, and it sucked. That's too bad, because I used to watch that, too, back in the day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a long time ago, huh?
With her Lasso of Truth.
Lasso of Truth.
Yes, man.
Whatever happened to... I remember watching on YouTube, there was the Skeletor series. That was a different series.
What?
Do you know about that?
Maybe it was a special or something.
No, that wasn't... It was like different. It was like little 10-minute like series with different. It seemed like they had different stories than they did back in the day. They were kind of funny.
What are you? Are you getting your?
Oh, well, that might have been.
Are you getting your Hanna-Barbera all mixed
newer
up?
Shows.
Maybe I am. What? That's why.
Yeah,
maybe.
They did some newer ones. They did like a reboot or something.
Okay.
They did.
I didn't watch that though. I like the original. I don't like the remakes.
They did a reboot of Thundercats though. I heard that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that. My friend Sue likes that show.
Yeah?
Thundercats.
Yeah,
Thundercats, man.
I have no idea.
Lion-O and all those donks.
Wow.
So, Jeff,
I heard it's really complicated, the new one.
Is it?
It's made for adults.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
I might not be able to watch it then if it's made for adults.
It's complicated.
I like to watch My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
It's pretty good.
And Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, I don't watch My Little Pony.
Oh, you should. It's good. The bronies will get all mad.
Brony in the house.
The bronies, they get pissed.
Yeah. We do like the bronies.
I like Chitara.
Oh.
Not as much as Teela, but Chitara's cool. I like Chitara.
Teela's the one that wears the white usually? Does she have like the white like the white little
like a leopard
one-piece suit.
Yeah, something like that. My friend Sue said he's gonna do a tribute video, but yeah, he hasn't gotten off his ass yet. You know, I really like tribute videos.
Yeah, those must be good. Yeah, you get a collection of those
on YouTube.
Yeah, you guys like tribute videos?
I like tribute videos.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Some really good ones. Some really good tribute videos out there. A lot of really talented people on YouTube make some really good tribute videos.
So how did you get started with your channel? You get is that your friend Randy?
Yeah, Randy. Yeah. I met Randy through my friend Rod. You met him at the Olive Garden.
Oh, awesome.
You know? Yeah, Randy's from New Jersey. He was looking for a job and
yeah,
you know, helped him out. He was in jail for a while. I had to sell his motorcycles to get money.
Oh,
post bail, all that
oh
shit.
Boy.
What was Randy in jail for?
I broke into this guy's house, you know, because some really complicated shit.
Yeah.
You know, it was a matter of honor. I don't know if I should be talking about it.
He seems like quite the character. So he keeps it. You seem to know a lot about the movies, and he's there with you, kind of like keeping it real, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a site out there. Somebody thinks he has ADD.
Yeah.
Attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity disorder. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But some people, that's what they think. I don't know.
I think he's all right.
He drove a chicken truck for a while. That was cool.
A chicken truck? I thought he drove a construction truck. Yeah. Is what he said. Like he had to deliver a fan one day or something.
Yeah, he's trying to get into forklifts.
Chicken truck.
Climb the ladder. Yeah, he's driving a chicken truck across state lines. You know.
Huh. That's an odd job. Was it forklift probably more money or something like that?
Yeah, but you need certification.
Yeah.
I like chicken.
He's trying to get a certification for that.
So you met Randy, and then how'd you guys start doing reviews on YouTube?
I think my first video I did really pissed me off. The new Doctor Who, they didn't respect the original Silurians. You know, they're supposed to have a third eye.
Yeah, I saw that video.
In the new series, they took out the third eye. You know,
geez.
What the fuck's the point of a Silurian when it doesn't have a third eye? You know, I'm kind of pissed off, so I figured I'd make a video about it, you know?
That's true. I'm a big Doctor Who fan, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like the Doctor Who.
They've been shooting in New York, you know?
Yeah? Oh, craziness.
Some photos on the internet.
Oh, did you see anybody?
No, I didn't see any. Busy packing houses.
Oh, darn. Yeah, I wouldn't want to catch a glimpse of the lovely Matt Smith.
Oh.
I didn't see him. Yeah, he's doing okay.
Hey now!
He's hot. Hot, gangly, British man.
Kay's into that.
I am into that. I like David Tennant, too. He's hot.
They're getting rid of Amy Pond and the other guy.
Yeah, I heard. And Rory.
I'm out of the loop on this one. I'm sorry.
Oh, you gotta watch
that. They've been there for a long time though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been in for like what, 3 seasons or something?
Yeah, 2.5 years is way too long to be companions. You know, you gotta change it up. You gotta see the Doctor through new eyes. You know.
Do you think the Master will come back?
I heard a rumor.
Uh oh.
I don't think it's the same actor, though. I heard somebody else's name.
Oh, I want the same actor. He's also...
Wow.
Hot.
Kay's got a thing here.
I do have a thing.
Wow, I had no idea.
I just watched for the eye candy, not for the sci-fi.
We should probably tell people that if they're just tuning in right now, we have Jeff Twiller on the phone with us, who's a house painter and a movie reviewer, and he's got his YouTube channel. His YouTube is /user/TheTwillerZone.
Yeah,
okay.
The Twiller Zone.
Yeah,
that's my Twiller channel.
Zone. Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
And you can
another channel.
You can call and interact with Jeff at 661-467-2416.
Yeah, this is a great chance to be able to talk to Jeff. We have him on the line. This is so cool.
This is really cool. So you started, you decided, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so you were talking about your first review of the Doctor Who new series.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, that was the first one.
And then how did that take off from there?
I had this channel, and it's called Jeff's Rare Vids. And I did some other reviews. but some of those got flagged for obscenities, so I had to start this other channel called the Twiller Zone.
Yeah.
You know, some people didn't like my Twiller review, and they reported me.
What?
Obscene. Said it was obscene, I don't know. This review I did of Time Crimes, I guess it was some nudity in it or something. I don't know, people reported me. But anyway, I got this new channel, the Twiller Zone, and I brought my friend Randy in. And talked about Black Swan. Talked about Pickup.
Yeah, I like those. I saw those.
Cool shit.
I don't think I've seen the Black Swan one.
You haven't? Maybe
no.
We'll take a break and we'll come back. We can play one of those videos.
I'm curious to hear what's going on with Black Swan.
At Black Swan, it's a pretty good review.
I did see that film, by the way.
You did see it? I never saw it, but I did see the ballet.
I've seen the ballet many times.
What's that?
I've seen the ballet many times, and I know the soundtrack by heart.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of a similar soundtrack to Empire Strikes Back. You know, kind of like the Imperial. I think John Williams might rip it off.
You know, John Williams, Tchaikovsky, one and the same.
Yeah, either way. Jeff, you mind hanging on the line for us? We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more with you.
Take a quick break.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Some chicken places let their food sit under heat lamps for hours on end. At Harold's Chicken Shack, our food is made to order and served up fresh every day. No heat lamps here. We offer the best fried chicken, livers, gizzards, and catfish in the country. Harold's Chicken Shack is now open in Fairview Heights. Look for the brand new Harold's Chicken Shack next to St. Clair Square, across from Schnucks. And don't forget about our $3.99 lunch specials Monday through Friday. Call in, walk in, pack, fax it in. Harold's Chicken Shack, the fried chicken king.
Crazy Bruce's Liquors, we've got the bargains for you. Woo, woo, woo. Crazy Bruce's Liquors, selection and quality too. Woo, woo, woo. Come down and see us, you'll think we're too good to be true. Woo, woo, woo. Zinfandel and Cabernet, Red Merlot and Chardonnay, Crazy Bruce's Liquor Store. Woo, woo.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darren Kincaid Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is The Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back, and you can contact us. Many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. And give us a call when we're live, which is right now.
Yes, live.
It's between 7 and 8 on Sundays at 661-467-2416.
Nice.
Call us to talk to us and Jeff Twiller, who
That's
was
right.
our
we
guest
have Jeff.
On the line.
Let's bring Jeff back on the line here.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I think about Black Swan, how much it sucked.
Yeah, Black Swan's pretty good, right?
Yeah. Maybe I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I like Darren Aronofsky. I think he's really talented. I think he wastes his talent, though.
Oh.
Do you have a little bit of that review up, Derek?
Yeah, let me go to that here. I'll play that right here.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
It's going to load here. It's loading. It's a pretty good review.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff.
Hello, detail.
I'm here with my friend Randy.
What's up, people?
We're going to be talking about Black Swan. This movie is directed by Darren Aronofsky, who turned down making a new RoboCop movie to do this fucking ballerina shit.
For real, bro? This guy turned down making RoboCop? Fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's what I read on ain'titcoolnews.com.
Shit, bro, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, the movie's about Natalie Portman. Best known for her role as Queen Amidala in the Star Wars prequels. Here she plays a ballerina in Swan Lake. There's a whole bunch of double identity bullshit. The white swan, black swan, two sides of the same swan.
I'd split her in two, bro.
There's about 2.5 hours of all this fucking ballet shit. My choreographer is this real hard ass. He keeps telling her to rehearse harder. Because I guess, you know, he's a real prick.
Seduce us! Attack it! Attack it! Come on!
Fucking asshole with too much time on his hands, bro.
One almost cool thing is there's a few minutes of lesbian sex scenes with Queen Amidala. This other girl. I think she was in Party of Five or something. I don't know. Well, it sucks because you can't really see anything, you know?
Where's the fucking muff, bro?
If I was watching this on video, I'd try fast-forwarding to get to the boobies and all the lesbian stuff, but there's nothing there. You know, I'd be fast-forwarding all the way past the credits.
Just a waste of your fucking time, bro.
Yeah, well, the only other cool thing is I kind of like the musical score, you know? I think it's a little ripped off from the John Williams score and The Empire Strikes Back, you know? You know, it's like they took the Imperial March and ripped it off.
Fuck the music, dude! Where's the fucking mouth?
And then there's the Swan Lake Ballet itself.
She turned into a fucking bird, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. Darren Aronofsky is making a Wolverine movie next.
You can't fuck with the Wolverine, bro. You fuck with the Wolverine, he's gonna bite your fucking head off.
I really hope he doesn't fuck it up. I hope he stays true to the vision of Chris Claremont and Frank Miller and Len Wein and Jim Lee. I really hope we get to go in this movie.
That's pretty much the review.
So I just have a question, Jeff. Yeah. So what do you and Randy do for fun?
I watch movies and we'll talk about them. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's it?
And we spend a lot of time on Facebook.
Yeah. Together or like at your own places separately?
Separately, you know?
Yeah.
Do you guys just spend time poking each other all the time?
He doesn't poke me. He's too busy doing other things. I don't know.
Does he like wrestling? Is that what I saw once? Was he watching like...
I like UFC. You know, cage matches and shit like that.
Oh, he's into that. Oh, you're into that.
You like that?
I don't really follow that. No, I haven't really seen many.
I like bum fights.
Oh, bum fights. I've seen that on
YouTube.
Like
bum fights?
I don't... Sometimes they're
Is
kind of...
Is that legal even?
I don't think it's legal. I don't know.
Just give them $20.
And then they fight.
That's pretty cool. I really like bum fights, you know? There's not any rules in there.
Is that an official league? No.
I don't think it's official, but, you know, some really good videos. You can check them out. I can make some recommendations if you like, you know?
Yeah.
I really like bum fights. I hear Darren Aronofsky is making a new movie. It's about Noah's Ark. You know? If you like the Bible.
And the two animals.
Like that. What's that?
There's going to be a lot of animals in the movie?
Probably.
Yeah.
Noah's Ark. You know, I'd rather make Wolverine. I don't know.
Yeah. You guys are into
he
that.
He backs out of every cool project, you know? The Dark Knight, RoboCop, Wolverine. You know, he's more interested in the Bible and ballerinas.
Swans, yeah.
No, waste his talent. He really likes comic books, though. You know, he did a comic book version of The Fountain. Yeah, you know, so he understands the medium.
Huh.
You know, so.
So, Jeff.
It's a shame, you know?
I have a question for you. So, how has this... You guys are relatively successful on YouTube, right?
I don't know.
How many subscribers do you have?
I got over 8,000 views on this Tila video, but then I got flagged for obscenities.
Oh,
jeez.
I don't think I'm that successful.
Has this increased your popularity with the ladies?
I got a girlfriend named Stacy. She's pretty cool.
Where did you meet this Stacy?
Facebook.
Oh, wow.
We've been going to some Star Trek conventions and shit like that.
How long have you been with this, Stacy?
6 months.
Well, that's a little while.
Wow, that's pretty good. Is she in the city?
Yeah. She's around.
She's never come on any of your videos, though?
No, it's really private.
I see. Yeah, okay.
No, she has a bit on.
You guys don't live together or anything, do you?
No, I live with my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So where do you guys go for alone time?
What?
Does she have her own place?
We like going to Chicken Shack.
Oh, Chicken Shack, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good place. Good food there. I used to go to Papa John's Pizza, but I don't go there anymore.
What about when you really want to be alone?
Oh.
Maybe that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Do we suspect that?
I don't know. Maybe it has 6 months. You'd think it would happen by now.
You would think it would happen right now, right?
I don't know.
Jeff?
Maybe it's too private.
Yeah, it's some private shit.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. I mean, we won't go there.
Damn it.
Wow.
So you guys like Titanic?
You know, I never saw the movie.
It's Titanic Day. I saw Titanic a few times.
You did see it, yeah.
It's a very good film.
Isn't it really long?
But it's not worth it. Yeah, it's like 3 hours, but it's not
really
worth
long.
Seeing it in 3D. It's not worth it. What do you think about the new 3D release, Jeff?
I'm not interested.
Not interested? Yeah, you're not going to. If you've already seen it, you're not going to see it in 3D.
I want to see this picture of the human remains on the bottom of the ocean. That's pretty interesting. That's pretty cool. I like looking at that.
Wait, what?
How does that work?
There's some new photos. Some guy's leg or something like that.
How could that still be like preserved?
100 years ago.
I guess things slowly decompose in the water. I don't know.
I thought it'd be quicker.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
just a leg, huh?
I just paint houses.
Yeah. How long have you been painting houses?
About 16 years.
Wow. And you grew up in Queens?
Yeah.
Does your mom cook dinner for you every evening?
She's been having some problems. She's been having a lot of treatments.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, my friend Rod's been helping take care of her. You know, my friend Rod Holcomb.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. He's kind of a prick, though. I don't know. Yeah, that's cool.
But he's helping you. That's good.
Yeah, he's helping out.
So I saw the video where you got to get your VCR sort of repaired and or broken. Did you beat up that guy?
Yeah, who are those jerks?
It's this guy named Fred Walter. He knows a lot about video and shit. I tried to get him to fix my VCR, but it didn't work out. Yeah,
not a very good friend.
No, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
I have a lot of rare shit on VHS, you know?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, I got a lot of old Uncle Floyd shows on VHS and Betamax.
Wow.
Really hard to find.
Betamax.
Betamax? Jesus. What's Uncle Floyd?
Betamax. Well, it's this TV show from New Jersey. Now from the 70s, the 80s. Can't get them.
You can't.
But I have copies.
Wow.
Trying to transfer them. Shit like that. Things didn't work out, though. I don't know. Still working on it. Still trying to get that stuff transferred.
Well, do you think you'd want to hang on for the weird news?
Oh, okay, yeah. We can take a break and come back with some weird news. You want to sort of panel with us with the weird news?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool? Okay. All right.
I'm up for taking a break and coming back with the weird news with Derek.
All right, sounds like a plan. We'll be right back after that.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Howdy! Hi, I'm Spike. And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little dick inside her now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard dick inside her.
Huh?
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a dick inside her. Dickens Fruit Stand. Just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours. Because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot dick inside. Mmm.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
Is the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the show. You can contact Derek and Kay Show in a few ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Twitter at our handle, dkradioshow. Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. And call us between 7 and 8 when we're live on every Sunday at 661-467-2416.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd like to wake up with a hot dick and cider.
Dick and cider is pretty good.
It's not nearly as sexy when I say it, isn't it?
I don't know. It maybe sounds a little, it's a little odd, but everybody can enjoy a dick and cider.
I think it's something that I definitely enjoy.
That's good.
I enjoy it a lot.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since I've had one of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, because of my illness and stuff, but I'd like to get one soon.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when I get cider, I love to have a Dickens.
Right.
Cider.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dickens cider.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Jeff's back with us.
Yeah. Cider?
Yeah. Dickens cider.
Chicken cider?
Yes, chicken cider.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to have some chicken cider.
Chicken cider.
Chicken cider. So, we have Jeff Twiller on the line with us, who's a house painter and movie reviewer. He's going to be paling with us here. We're going to do some weird news. This is where we play the chicken dance.
Chicken cider.
Chicken cider.
Chicken dance.
Chicken dance. It's all going on right now.
Yes.
This one comes to us from Vienna. This is
Austria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a heist that could fill a bottomless cup of coffee.
What?
They've made off with 2 tons of... This got broken off again. A couple have made off with 2 tons of coffee. Police say that the culprits broke into a warehouse.
Ground coffee or like coffee beans?
You know, it really doesn't say. I'm guessing it's beans because it's a roaster's warehouse.
They can't just carry 2 tons of hot
It'd
coffee.
It'd be pretty crazy. Well, they made off with a coffee in a loaded stolen van with the goods. They estimated to be 55,000 euros. That's about $72,000 American money. The two thieves also took 2 coffee machines with them. Well, you need something to make the coffee. And that's what's happening in Vienna.
Coffee's expensive these days. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Whether that's stealing coffee or what.
I don't know. People steal anything, I guess, right?
What did Jeff say in the background there?
He likes coffee?
I don't like coffee.
No?
Not so much.
Love coffee.
Coffee's pretty good.
Coffee for you.
Coffee for you.
Coffee for me.
Keeps me up.
Keeps you up too much,
It's supposed to keep you up.
You can watch those late-night movies.
That's right. More coffee. Coffee!
Well, more stolen merchandise in the weird news. This one's fairly local. This one comes to us from Massachusetts. East Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
Where the hell is that?
That's sort of where I grew up, a little further south.
Okay.
Sort of near Springfield. Anyways.
Do you know what that means to me?
Zippy.
Nothing.
Okay, sorry.
There used to be factories there.
Yeah, that's true. There used to be factories there. Police using surveillance video squeezed a man suspect trying to...
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Let me explain.
Squeezed a man's what?
Squeezed on a man's man's attempt to carefully steal a whole grocery cart of toothpaste.
They squeezed something.
No, that would be kind of icky. This man took a full shopping cart of toothpaste out of a, I guess it was a Stop and Shop. He's 23-year-old in East Longmeadow. And he was immediately caught because there was nothing he could do. Like, he couldn't, like, take the stuff to go. And that's what's happening in Longmeadow.
I'm confused.
I don't know why he bought the toothpaste. I guess they say that people often steal, like, large quantities of this kind of stuff to try to sell to convenience stores.
Well, yeah, there's a thing about Tide right now. People steal
Tide. Yeah, I heard about that one, yeah.
And sell it on the black market because it's so freaking expensive.
It is expensive. $20 a gallon or something?
Oh,
like
it's
that?
Really
Is
expensive.
It more than that? What's that?
That's a lot of money.
Jeff, you do your own laundry?
I doubt it.
My friend Rod comes over. He helps out with laundry.
Wow, you get a lot of help.
Yeah. I'm working a lot.
All your clothes are covered in paint. Does the paint come out?
Not always. Got all the stains.
Ew.
Do you use Tide? Is that your detergent of choice? You don't know because you don't do the laundry.
Well, my friend Rod comes over. We got a laundry machine. He likes to use it.
The laundry machine.
The laundry machine. I've never heard it called that before.
Well, there are two machines, one that dries and one that washes.
That's true. I guess it's technically the laundry machine. You know, maybe we'll just do one more here because I got a really good YouTube clip I want to play.
Do you?
Yeah, that could be good.
Keep scratching my chest here.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Let's do one more here.
Itchy.
This one comes to us from California. We have a man arrested after breaking into a house, having a meal, having some champagne, and then taking a shower.
What?
Yeah, this a couple comes home to this house and hears the shower running on Thursday night. They said that the man helped himself to a bottle of champagne in a meal and later decided to take a shower. I guess this is about 130 miles east of Los Angeles area. Homeowners immediately called 911 when they heard the shower running and didn't know that it would be in the house. This was shortly after 8:10 p.m. He's in jail and set at bail for $25,000. The police came and arrested him. He was in the nude when they came in.
But he's clean.
He's clean. That's right.
And that is really all that counts.
Right.
I mean, did he finish showering? Did he get to, like, wash and condition
he
and
was,
rinse?
He was, I think, lightly
rathered.
Lathered.
Lightly rathered? So Ronery. Ronery.
Oh, he's in the shower.
He was lightly rathered.
Rightly rathered.
So he's lightly lathered?
Yes.
So he wasn't. He was in the middle of it.
I guess.
Poor
I guess
chap.
So. Yeah. Got arrested.
Was he an older guy or a younger guy? Did we have those details for your sting on the floor? 28? Oh, that's young.
Yeah, I saw that. Maybe I'm making that up. I don't know.
So he came in. He got some champagne.
Yeah.
He had dinner.
Made himself a dinner.
He made himself a dinner.
Wasn't like trying to like steal anything. It's
I wonder
weird.
What he made.
He just came in the house. I don't know.
Was he homeless or was he just crazy?
It didn't say. Could be a little bit of both.
That's craziness. Well, I guess if you're going to break into somebody's house, you might as well take advantage.
I guess so.
Should have, like, you know, found some porn or something. Watch that.
Yeah.
Went to town. That would have been great.
Anyways, that is the weird news.
That's it?
Yeah, we'll just do three because we got to play this out. We got a couple of videos to play.
All right, what else you got?
Well, this is a really interesting video. Have you heard of Sweet Brown?
Yes.
No.
You've heard of this video?
Yes, I've seen this video.
Well, there was a fire, and then there's this news report.
Her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
She's like my favorite new person.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
A woman who is wheelchair bound. She was treated for smoke inhalation at a local hospital. There were no other reports of injuries. The Red Cross is helping those families displaced by the fire.
So what's a cold pop?
I don't know. I'm assuming soda.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I got bronchitis.
She's pretty great. And, you know, any of these great news videos that come out, you know, there's always an auto-tune version.
Oh, is there an auto-tune version
and
already?
We got that right here.
Oh, dear.
Hopefully this is going to load up.
Oh, one resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus,
we're hearing
it
again.
Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time
for
that.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus.
This is pretty good. I like this.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I got bronchitis. Well, I woke up and go give me a cold pop.
Cold pop.
Then I thought somebody was barbecue up.
The video is pretty funny. I guess you can find it on YouTube with I Got Bronchitis featuring Sweet Brown.
My favorite part about the whole thing is that she said she had bronchitis and then she said, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I don't quite understand what she's talking about. Like, she can't hang out with a fire?
Well, she doesn't have time to have bronchitis.
Yeah.
Well, that's very funny.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
I don't know. What does Jeff think?
It's pretty weird.
It's pretty weird. Yeah.
Did you see the video I posted on the blog?
I have not.
Do you ever go on to the blog?
Well, I was setting up this, you know, show and stuff. I do go on to the blog.
Do you when?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? And by sometimes, do you mean never?
No, I have been. I do go to the blog.
Anyway, I posted a video of children being scared to death by a
oh, yes. A panda. I've seen this video. This is great.
And it's Mr. McFeely from the Mr.
Right.
From Mr. Rogers, and he gets up, and these children are in the room, and the purple panda comes out, and this is a reaction.
Wow.
He's just wait.
Oh, the horror.
He's just somebody
it. Made
that is pretty funny.
LOL.
Yeah, I saw that.
I really like Mr. McFeely.
You do?
Yeah, they used to call him Speedy Delivery because he.
Oh, that's right.
Stuff.
I didn't realize.
Shit really fast.
I didn't realize that was the same person.
Mr. McFeely is creepy.
Mm-hmm. He had a wife too, Mrs. McFeely.
Oh, that's kind of a weird name, Mrs.
McFeely.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing that was the funniest is one of the kids looks directly into the camera and is with the horror,
horror
in his eyes.
Yeah, you can see him turning around.
Yeah.
They were so frightened. It was horrible.
They were all freaking scared. Why? It just, I mean, is it scary?
I don't know. It looked like any other, kid's character. They're excited about Purple Panda there.
They were excited. They were like, Purple Panda!
I don't know. It's just really tall. Big head.
It didn't look scary to me. It looked kind of cute.
Well, really? I thought it looked kind of creepy. Because it was like a lavender color, and it's like has this huge head, and it's like skinny. It's not like a big, fluffy, friendly.
Look, here's a panda.
No, they're not having any of that.
He is kind of scary.
They're terrified. Those poor kids.
Purple panda. I was scared of when I was little, there were these little like those read along books with the records, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And the chime to turn the page.
Yeah, chime to turn the page. And one of them had a little mascot that was a little creepy clown.
Oh.
That scared the crap out of me.
Scary clowns are pretty bad.
Because I had them since I was like 4.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when I was like 9, one day I just decided that it was creepy and
oh,
it scared
no.
the crap out of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, totally scary.
What about you, Jeff? Anything scary when you were a kid?
Clowns are pretty scary.
Movies?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what's up with that clown? What's up with that clown in the movie Pickup? What that scene was crazy.
Yeah, it's like it gets really surreal, you know. There's a lot of these dream imagery. Have you seen Pickup?
No, I just saw the review, but I remember that scene. I want to see it now.
Any movies at all?
No.
it's a great film, but nobody's seen it. Some really rare shit.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested.
Really underrated.
Who stars in it?
Yeah. Gina Eastwood, Alan Wong, Jill Center, she's a good actress. There's a comedian named Don Penny. He plays the clown. He also plays the politician. You know?
When
it's all about the Everglades.
Yeah.
You know? This guy's driving a bus. You know? Like a concert bus, like
yeah.
a tour bus.
They
get stuck in the swamps.
There's no purple panda in it.
I think so.
Damn it.
But, yeah, the bus, yeah, I don't understand.
It gets stuck in the swamp.
Yeah, and he's just going to get $20 for getting it there in time? That seemed a little weird to me, but I guess it's a different time back then.
It was the 70s.
Yeah, and that was a bonus, I guess, right?
$25 is a lot of money in 1975.
Yeah.
Was it?
You know?
What would that be like?
I guess so.
Like $100 now?
He's late returning. He's supposed to get the bus back to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And he's going to get a $25 bonus for it, but, you know... He gets lost and he gets detoured. He's in the swamps.
Yeah, clowns.
It's supposed to be like, you know, there's an interview with the writer, Jack Winter, and you said he was trying to do something about original sin, you know, something like that.
Right.
You know?
I'm not following.
It's got biblical.
I don't know.
I'll play it for you. You can see. It's
okay.
Really weird. Yeah. And then there's a chick that's naked on the altar or something. I don't know. It's like something
yeah,
in the woods.
She sells real estate now.
She does?
The actress. Yeah.
Wow, times are hard, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. People got to do what they got to do.
She was in Serpico for 2 minutes.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie with Al Pacino.
Okay.
It's the only other thing she was in, you know? Oh,
yeah.
She was in a Levi's jeans commercial. That's pretty rare.
Wow. That's pretty rare, huh?
Does Levi's still make jeans?
Yes, they're pretty awesome, I
they
must
are?
Say. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. They've turned it around.
See, I haven't bought, like, adult jeans in a while, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm...
You're buying...
I'm into the women's jeans.
You're buying
yeah.
chick jeans.
That's all good. They're so much better. So much sizes
okay
of shoes.
With that. They look
yeah,
good on
I'm
you.
I'm rocking out, thanks.
Yeah, you're rocking them.
I'm rocking them out.
What size chick jeans are you buying?
Well, it depends. You know, they vary.
You're buying
so
Depends,
many sizes.
Too?
No, I'm not quite there yet.
I thought I heard something.
No, I don't know. Probably a 6. 6 short.
Okay.
Sometimes an 8 petite, you never know.
8 petite?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's different than 6 short, though.
Yeah, it's a little bit...
Different, but the same.
Yeah. I don't know. Jeff's probably like, what the hell are we talking about?
Talking about jeans, man.
Talking about jeans.
Yeah.
I bought my jeans at the Gap Kids.
There you go. See, we're all different places to get our jeans.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
I think we got to wrap it up.
I think so. It's about that time.
Hey... Hey, Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. If anyone's interested, you can watch my stuff on the Twitter Zone.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Give that plug.
Yeah. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff Twiller or something, you know, shit like that.
Nice.
Is Randy on Twitter, too?
Yeah, he's on Facebook, though. He doesn't know how to use Twitter.
He doesn't
oh, okay.
know how to use Twitter, yeah.
Twitter's hard.
Maybe I'll look for him on Facebook.
All right, people. Join us next time.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff.
No problem.
Susie Blog Talk Radio talked over my plug.
Yeah, she always does that.
She always says that. So join us next time.
Yeah.
Whenever that is.
Yep.
Well, same bad time, same bad channel.
Stay tuned.
All right. Thank you both for listening.
Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.
time for that.
This is